780, accept bid of $1,118,186 from InSituForm Technologies, LLC, for the Middle Hillsdale RDII project, a pilot project in Bureau of Environmental Services.
Good morning.
Good morning. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. You have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award to InSituForm Technologies for the Middle Hillsdale RD2 pilot project. The engineer's estimate on this project was $1 million. On June 19, 2014, one bid was received, and InSituForm Technologies is the low bidder at $1,118,185. The city identified four divisions of work for potential minority, women, and emerging small business subcontracting opportunities. Subcontracting participation on this project is at 21.3%, and they are responsive to the good faith efforts requirements. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions about the bidding process.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously the situation is one on its face that you might not call it a success, in that we had one bid and it was 10% over the engineer's estimate. So what do we make of this situation? We're in a great, maybe it's because it's a great construction environment, we only got one bid, but ouch.
There were six prime bidders that attended the mandatory pre-bid meeting. I think you did make a point, though. Over the last few months, we have been seeing the number of bids we've been receiving go down.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, we had a bid in parks that didn't get any respondents, and I think that this perhaps represents a watershed moment in that for the past 5 years, we've been seeing bids come in way under the estimate because of the economy and companies being desperate for work, and now it's sometimes you can't pay people to get do the work because there aren't enough folks out in the community able to do the job. So perhaps we'll see if this does begin a trend, but I certainly appreciate getting the bid that is close to the estimate and would assume that there wouldn't be any increases to this amount paid unless there something unforeseen comes up during construction.
If I could add one thing to what you said, Commissioner Fritz, we took a tour recently to go look at the work that's occurring on Swan Island at Vigor, and they told us that they are having to recruit out of state certain classifications of workers to fill the back orders. They have so much work they can't fill it with the local workforce. We heard the same thing recently from Willie Myers, the head of the Columbia Pacific Building Trades, where unlike 4 or 5 years ago, where they would come before us and say they're at 30% unemployment in certain trades, he's at 100% in certain trades, and again, looking outside of Oregon to bring skilled people in. So it's one of the benefits of a booming economy where there's a lot of construction going on. But I, too, remember the days when, and particularly around housing, where there was so little work that we actually had big firms bidding for small projects, and the problem there was they were displacing the smaller firms that often got that work. So there's the market acts in strange ways. I think the key here, though, is that to hear from you, Christine, that you're satisfied that we followed all of our procedures and got the best possible bid. That's what we need to know, that you're satisfied that that's the case.
That's correct. They were responsive to all of our requirements.
So this conversation may already be underway between you and the operating bureaus, but if we are seeing around the corner here a little bit, maybe folks need to start revising their engineers' estimates to deal with the fact that we're not in a buyer's market anymore. So that may already be taken into account in BES and elsewhere. But
Mayor, from your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah.
And because we often get dinged, as you know, as a city, where someone goes back and says, well, there's already a cost overrun. Between the engineer's estimate and the bidding. And the truth is, the estimate means nothing until you put it out in the marketplace and find out what someone will bid for that work. So it is just a guesstimate.
Yeah. Well, not only do we not have the power at this dais to change the past, but we don't have the power to change reality. So if that's reality, then we ought to take it into account and not set our bureaus or anyone else up for saying, see, you're over your estimate again. So people should take that into account. Houses cost more, construction costs more. Oh, well, that means our projects are going to cost more. We might have to do less of them than we would have done with the same capital budget before, but can't distort reality.
Christine, I completely agree with the mayor's comment. And, That's hard, though, to get across to some of our engineers, because they sharpen their pencil and say, yeah, but this is what it ought to cost. And what it ought to cost doesn't necessarily take into consideration what the market says it will cost. So in light of the mayor's excellent comment, could you make sure you follow up with the three infrastructure bureaus and reinforce that message to PBOT, BES, and Water, that we should start taking into account market dynamics and doing those engineer estimates?
Okay, let the record know. Let the record show we instructed all of our engineers that hope is not a strategy. Got it?
And I appreciate you bringing that up, because this has been a topic of conversation, and I don't want to forget parks and facilities to be included in that discussion.
I didn't mean to leave parks out.
But I think it is a good point that we need to look at where the market is right now, and look at where our estimates are coming from, and making sure that we're accurate when we're putting those bids out on the street.
Good.
Thank you. Appreciate being able to have that discussion based on this project, but obviously this one is, we've got what we've got. Okay, anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then a motion to adopt the report. Second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Crossman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for attending the hearing. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay. Item 781, second reading.
781, authorize a five-year contract with Schwerer's Technologies, Inc. to provide handheld parking enforcement hardware, software, and services for a total of $1,057,847.
Roll call.
Spokesman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
I wasn't here for the public hearing for this or the other second readings that we're considering today. My staff have looked over the proposals and given me a thorough report, so I do feel competent to vote on each of these, and I'm happy to vote aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. 782.
Accept the Old Town Chinatown five-year action plan and authorize modifications to the system development charge exemption program.
Our PDC staff is coming forward. I just want to reset the